Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 20, Pretoria 22, Emalahleni 19, Rustenburg 23 degrees.
In Booysens and Zulu, southbound King traffic through the Crown Interchange towards Booysens.
Sascha Feinberg Ngumezulu faces the biggest test of his career and Max Verstappen quickest in the opening F1 Italian Grand Prix practice.
The Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union believes the latest crime stats directly reflect the state of the country's policing. The latest crime statistics were released today. Four of the nine provinces recorded an increase in murder cases. The number of reported rape cases and hijackings also increased.
It is always vital that when reflecting on the rising crime statistics, we not only blame the police, but take a broad approach that considers the broader socioeconomic conditions faced by the populace, including the implications thereof, which led to the conditions of our law enforcement officers have to contend with.
That's Pop Crew spokesperson Richard Mamabola. Now, Police Minister Senzo Mqunu has expressed concern by the number of cash in transit heists in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape. This year alone, 36 cash in transit robberies were recorded.
We will be meeting with various cash in transit companies because we believe that they have responsibilities too in terms of contributing in our effort to reduce this kind of crimes.
In other news, the Social Development Minister, Sisi Tolashe, says the brutal killing of two women at a Limpopo pig farm is worse than apartheid atrocities. Maria Makoto and Lucian Dlovu were shot and killed, and their bodies were allegedly fed to pigs at a farm outside Polokwane 2 weeks ago.
Even during the dark days of this country, we never had this. We never experienced this. The worst thing, those people that are alleged to have done this, don't show any remorse. We wonder if they are still normal human beings.
The minister was at the Mankweng Magistrates Court today, where the three accused appeared in court. The bail application was, however, postponed to next Friday. There may be good news on the cards for motorists. The Automobile Association has predicted another fuel price drop for motorists in September. The association predicts that the price of petrol will drop by around 94 cents per litre, while the price of diesel is also expected to drop by at least 76 cents per litre. And finally,
Monday, Monday.
This is just one of the ABBA songs played at a recent public rally and presidential hopeful Donald Trump in attendance. Now the record label for the iconic Swedish pop group has demanded that he stop playing its music at his campaign rallies. Universal Music in Sweden said videos had surfaced of ABBA's music being played at a Trump event. The group is the latest in a slew of artists who've asked the US Republican presidential candidate to refrain from using their music at rallies and events, including Bruce Springsteen, Neil Young, Celine Dion and the Rolling Stones. I'm Chanel September net vir die hoofnuus te eer. Die polisie vakbond Pop Crew sê hy is ontsteld oor die jongste misdaad statistieke.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. Got no reason not to celebrate.